from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Woman on the other side of this giant croissant.
His wife, yes.
All right,
it's his wife.
Oh, it's so two, it's not phallus. It's like there's a female. His wife is on the end, a very attractive.
John didn't say that part. Yeah. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, it's his wife.
So people, the internet cuts it up, and it looks like him
right.
With his phallus bread item. If you cut her out of it,
yeah, and it's it's a big one.
Yep. So people have fun with that, but yeah, I mean, I like a good croissant as well, Jason.
All right, I just wanted to see.
Sorry about RG3. If he's listening, I'm sorry to hear he lost his gig.
Here you go, Jason.
John doesn't have a palate.
Hmm.
No, I see.
Yeah.
I see what the issue would be.
Yeah, like then they cut it up like this. They cut it up.
Yeah, we know what they do.
Where is that? Is that in
it's in Paddy.
And getting.
Yeah. He was in Paris for the Olympics.
Croissant o'clock in Paris is what his caption said.
So you come back from Paris and find out that you're laid off.
Right.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, he didn't deserve that.
Now,
but this is part of the game.
Let's be honest.
I didn't think he was that great.
Let's be honest.
That's not yet.
It's easier to fire somebody who made $33 million elsewhere. Let's just call it what it is.
That's fair.
They know that this is not his
You're good.
Main thing.
Right.
He made $34 million as an NFL quarterback. So, whatever they're paying him, if it's a million, like you said, you know, it ain't going to end his life.
I would distill it even further than you did. I don't think he's that great, and she's a setup person, period.
Well, yeah, she's like...
She's a high-paid setup person. No disrespect to her talents. She's good at it. It's not a disrespect thing. It's just my take.
And again, she's also married to a former NFL quarterback.
Yeah, she good. She got plenty of money.
Who's Sam married to?
Christian Ponder.
Christian Ponder.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who made $12 million in his NFL career.
Yeah, these are wealthy people.
And Sam, that money could be gone.
I mean, it could
Sam
be.
Sam might have burned through that money.
It could have been. But, honestly, if you have somebody, if you've earned $12 million in your career, you know, like, you should be okay. Like, you should have been, you know, hopefully lived within those means, which are good means.
Right.
And, you know, you can sustain a blow like this. But, again, I don't know the answer to the question. I don't know the answer to the question. But I do think the lesson is try not to be overpaid, A. And the way you can avoid being overpaid is by doing more than just one thing. You know, offer more than just, oh, okay, I'm only going to do this, X, Y, and Z, and that's it. I refuse to do anything else. I don't know that Sam said that. All I know is, like, she was not featured.
Michael Eaves has done that and gone up there and taken over, like, their UFC coverage
yes.
and stuff, you know.
Yes.
And shown he can do golf tournaments.
Doing golf. Exactly.
He's
all
does
over.
Golf tournaments. He's
very
shown
versatile.
When you give him the range and you show him how versatile you are, that's why you stay up there.
Eaves is valuable.
Yeah. He got up there. That was always his goal, and what I respect.
Yes.
He got up there. He wasn't going to let them
on lock
dictate where he's going.
Good
he's going. He was going to get in and keep it.
Yep. Amen.
Saw him this morning. He's doing good. Still on there. Entrenched. Good.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So anyway, there you have it. That's the latest at ESPN. Adam Chernoff going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the NFL preseason, some release plays of the service this week, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Leaders Credit Union is a not-for-profit financial institution that is fully owned by members. It means they can operate for your benefit, and that is what they do. Not like a bank that's operating for its own benefit. But just like full-service banking, they got better rates on loans, mortgages, accounts. They can do that for you. Their technology is better, and they got more ATMs, more fee-free ATMs than Bank of America.
so they're all over. Visit the website leadercu.com/ESPN. That pays because when you do, you can access a coupon code that's going to waive your membership fee at Leaders. And they're doing a lot because they're here in West Tennessee. It has been expanded their business into Memphis, and they're here to stay. They're in the community. The Leaders Education Foundation, their nonprofit 501c3, has awarded workforce readiness scholarships to 10 students across West Tennessee, including to a welding student at Moore Tech here in Memphis. They've also been a sponsor this summer, as you hopefully know, of the Shelby County Pro-Am, so they're putting their money where their mouth is in terms of this, their investment in this community. And I've told you about the Future Leaders Savings Account that I'm opening up for little Chris. You put $500 into an account, and these kids can watch their money grow. They get bonuses for perfect attendance and straight A's. So Leaders doing a lot for you. They're federally insured by NCUA, and Leaders is your financial champion.
Yeah, you need to apologize.
Not after that read right there. That was a bit.
No, not for that.
Nothing you've ever done.
But you need to apologize for the things that you said about the Australian breakdancing. Because she, Ray Gunn.
It was a woman.
Yeah, Ray Gunn. Said that the backlash that she has received since competing at the Paris Olympics has been devastating and asked for privacy for herself and her family and friends.
I hate to hear that.
She said, I really appreciate the positivity and I'm glad I was able to bring some joy into your lives. That's what I hoped. I didn't realize that would also open the door to so much hate, which has frankly been pretty devastating. Obviously, she lost all three of her battles in Paris, her round robin battles, and her kangaroo. Everybody fixing their face now, but they were laughing at it at the time.
I feel terrible.
You know, the kangaroo and everything y'all are making fun of.
Yes, it was a kangaroo move.
She said she went out there and she had fun. I did take it very seriously. I worked my butt off.
Can we question that?
What?
How seriously she took it?
She took it seriously.
Is that still a discussion? Is it not? Because she did not do
because the kangaroo.
Stuff was not athletic, bro.
She's not athletic. She's just trying to. She's trying to score points.
Well, how did she make it this far,
dude? She earned her spot. She earned her spot. There was an online petition that was. How could you have missed it? He was our Olympic correspondent.
I don't think Brad watched the breaking.
What happened? And what's the deal?
I'm explaining it to you.
An Australian breakdancer was horrific, and she has been bullied so much now on social media, she's gone into hiding.
As I said, get off the
internet, lady.
She lost all three of her battles in Paris, and she was like a meme because of the kangaroo dance, and she has gotten a lot of, backlash.
Including you.
On the internet.
There was an online petition calling for an investigation.
You know what?
Into her selection.
I don't feel as guilty about this anymore.
Why?
Because.
Nobody should.
I remember
be
it very clearly now. I don't feel as guilty. Those are key words. I texted you the video.
Yep.
Of this woman.
Yep.
Dancing.
That's right. Because you thought it was funny.
I texted it to you.
You thought it was funny.
Guess what? There's a point that's about to be made, and you know where I'm going. It was behind the scenes. It was in a private conversation.
Oh.
John, if I'm not mistaken, then took it to Twitter.
The internet.
And embarrassed this woman. He took it from private
to the
a little
internet.
Chuckle. We shouldn't have been doing it. He's right.
But what did I say on text? John was part of the mob. What did I say on text? I said, quote, she hit that hoe. That's what I said on text.
She hit the roux.
She hit that hoe, bro. That's what I said.
But what I'm saying is, I should apologize.
Yep.
That is how you open this.
I said.
You're the one that took it and made this thing viral.
Since you were part of the bully mob. You want to go here. You sent the video and you said, if this ain't some BS. That's what you said.
Private conversation again.
No, you took it here.
And she, I said, shouldn't have done it.
And you said she went to that rue move on us. Man, that ish was terrible. And I said she hit that hoe.
We were making fun of her.
Having some fun.
Which is part of what's driven her into the dark.
Yes.
Have you seen her quotes, though, about her performance? Like, she knew she wasn't good enough.
Well,
Here's the quote.
Read the quote.
Here's her quote. This is nuts. Like, no Olympian should ever say these words, and I quote, "I was never going to beat these girls on what they do best, the dynamic and the power moves, so I wanted to move differently. I wanted to be artistic and creative. I was always the underdog and wanted to make my mark in a different way," unquote.
See, yeah. This was a stunt.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it was a stunt.
That's not a competitor. That's a bunch of...
That's someone who realized they can't
compete.
She
was outmatched.
And so I'm going to do something completely different and go artsy.
And she says it herself.
She was selected through a transparent and independent qualification event and nomination process. So she was...
That was just so they could... Was she the only Australian competitor?
That I do not know. So
very controversial. However, I will say that you ridiculed her publicly.
I said, "This is how my 3-year-old dances when we have company," which is a fact. That is not.
He said that on Twitter, Brad.
That was not. That was factual, though. That was not a joke.
Actually, according to her words, it could be factual. It's I didn't see the dance.
Factual. It was just like she was bouncing around like a kangaroo with the paw.
And honestly, I can respect mental health issues, but you do not need to be on the internet if you're suffering from those. Get off of there.
Well, she says her friends and family were harassed. That's the other part.
They can get off of there, too. That's just bananas. There are false rumors about her husband selecting her for the national team.
I'm going to disagree with you there. I mean, the family and friends is not fair game. You should not, whether you're on the internet or not, they should not be subjected to harassment because of this performance. That's outrageous. I mean, that's a bridge too far. For her...
Well, they should stay on it, then.
For her, yes, I would say, like, you got to know when you're putting yourself out there what could happen. Right, mm-hmm. Like that's part of it. But in terms of family and friends, like that should be off limits in my view. But she says she has been through a lot. She said everybody in her family has been through a lot. So I asked you to please respect their privacy. So, again, it's kind of crazy the world we live in today. And I will say, like, Twitter is definitely a hateful echo chamber. You know, that is not the place I would go for any kind of respite from. Criticism or harassment or whatever the case may be. It is definitely that.
Amen.
But apparently, so is private text messages, because I have the proof. I have the proof here from Jason.
Can we get the formal apology, since we all should feel so bad for her and her family? Can we get the formal apology from you that said she dances like Riley?
Quote,
publicly.
I'm not going to say who said
this. You were part of the mob.
It's a kangaroo, bro. She's from Australia. That's why she tapped her chest to show you what she was repping.
Because someone was mistaken that it was a bunny hop.
Ish was ass.
It was tail.
I
had to be a little more emphatic, I guess.
No, I appreciate, like, you...
See, I say ish in text.
No.
Trying to clean up my life.
That's right. Well, yeah.
But then I had to put it down, didn't I, and say that it was some tail.
Yeah, no, I do appreciate the clarification, because there was a little confusion
I thought it was a rabbit hop.
Yes. The
She dapped out her Australian flag, proceeded to go into a kangaroo hop.
Right.
That, as John said, looks like something a toddler would do.
Exactly, yeah.
And now, Brad, from your quotes, I truly believe she decided to go in there and act a fool. When she says, "I was going to be different and go artistic because I know I can't win this." And back to John's point, you're inviting something when you do that. You are on a world stage now.
Yep.
There's cameras, NBC's all over this. So you can't just go up there and do anything and think that it can't come back to you tenfold. And so if that was her intention to go out there and just clown, she brought this on herself.
I'm going to say this with a straight face and with no dialogue about it. In 2017, she finished her PhD thesis titled, you ready for this? Deterritorializing Gender in Sydney's Breakdancing Scene, a B-girl's experience of B-boying, explaining the intersection of gender and Sydney's breaking culture, unquote. That is straight from the internet.
Yeah, she definitely is, in that culture. Like, she takes it seriously. It's her, life's work.
It's just her life's work, folks.
And she, was she fell on her face. I mean, it's a lot to take in.
You should feel terrible.
I don't feel terrible.
The way you ridiculed her.
I said she...
For everything you keep on saying about...
I said she hit that hoe, which she did. She
hit the Kwan?
She hit the Roo, whatever.
Oh, the kangaroo. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's what that's called.
I was not confused by it. I knew what animal she was trying to be. So from that standpoint, I think mission accomplished. I would give her a 10. I would give her a 10 in that, like, if you're trying to be that animal, perfect.
She's why we canceled Breaking for 28.
It's
I said
over.
No more.
It's this, over.
There's like two people that do it for real.
Yeah.
We're done.
Get Snoop out here on a stage and let's go to Los Angeles.
No, we're not taking that to LA.
I kind of do agree that there was a lack of good Breaking.
Clearly.
So I do believe that, and she did contribute to that decision. I do. I think that's 100% correct. But like, that's her life's work, man.
Life's work.
And you said...
You're the one called it a three-year-old.
No, I said that's how my three-year-old dances, which is true. And then, but again, some of us said, if this ain't some BS, somebody's life's work, and then follow up, that ish was terrible.
That's what y'all said about that is Young's career. If this ain't some BS, the DM said that.
Don't bring that into this. This is a completely separate discussion.
His life's work.
There's a gunshot.
This is a completely different.
Life's work.
See, you're playing real dirty right now. You're getting real low.
Wow.
I just really didn't think you'd go there.
Man, put a life into that career.
Yeah, and we got that one wrong, so I've acknowledged that. I'm waiting for you to say that you got that one wrong.
It's about all of us holding ourselves
interestingly,
accountable.
On Thad's Wikipedia, it now says not in the top 20
snub
in the Daily Memphian's list of best athletes
snub.
In Memphis in the 21st century.
I cannot believe you started this with you owe her an apology.
But you
had to take that look in the mirror, didn't you?
We all have
and
the text.
And realize you were part of this as well.
We all have the text. It's out there. And
man, you went public with it.
You cannot live that one down. It's just you have to.
She was a hot mess.
That's between you and
I'm
going
to have to go back and watch it.
And Brad's right. Her family should get off. Like, at this point, that's all you
well,
can
now,
do.
Well, now, but I'm just saying. Like,
it's wrong, but that's the nature of social media. Like, that's what you have to do. But like,
get off the internet.
No, John, I'm with you. They don't deserve
it. You don't deserve it. No, I'm with you on that.
But like, let's like try to fix the behavior first before we try to like inconvenience everybody else.
Bro, that ship sailed down the road. My folks aren't in the internet and their life is splendid.
Yeah, I mean, look, it could be. I wish I could turn it off, but you can't, you know? So it's like...
You can. Some can.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it's... I would rather not excuse the behavior.
Not excusable.
I'd rather say let's rehabilitate that as opposed to making everybody else... adjust around
bro,
that.
Bro, you got a world to work with.
It's not social media, but there was a documentary that's just making me think about this, about the real quick, about the Scott Peterson.
Oh, I saw this, yeah.
And you remember after the guilty verdict, his family is walking out and what they were yelling at his sister and his family. But you would say, well, do they deserve that, right? Does the fam, because they were being called all kinds of names, John, because of their affiliation with him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're perfectly innocent, obviously, sister and everybody else. Hell, they wanted him to be innocent. They wanted Scott to be innocent. But they're walking him out, the police, in front of all those
brutal.
That mob.
Yeah.
And they were getting torn up, John, just out of being, you know, siblings, out of being the parents of these folks. And that's just what we do. It is what we do. We you get associated with it.
Yeah.
And it's unfair and
it
all that.
It is totally unfair, right? I
don't disagree with that. We've been doing this for a while, and they were getting all the killer chants that, you know, you would have thrown at the, you know, being sort of swept up in it.
Yep.
And she was talking about that, how she felt like the police had done that on purpose, which was a separate thing. But this is not new.
It's definitely not
new.
And
we should, the moral of the story is we should check ourselves, obviously. We should.
Mm.
You know, but there's always room for a little fun.
Yeah.
And if she went in there, went in there clowning,
she didn't think she'd win.
Then I don't want to hear about the wah wah.
Right, right. We'll come back. Adam Turner, I'm going to join us on the other side. Talk to him about the NFL preseason week 2. Some looks ahead for this week and more. Stick around, Jason and John. 90.9 FM, ESPN. Adam Turner is all things NFL. For Right Angle Sports, he's on Twitter at Adam Turner. He's got some great TikToks in advance of these standalone games kicking off. Nice enough to join us now. Hello, my friend. How are we feeling?
I'm doing fantastic. But I tell you what, to go from the O'Reilly's Auto Parts jingle into Easy Lover into the segment, now I'm feeling extra good. That was the special of an intro you get.
We got to pay the bills around here, and that is certainly one of the ways that we do it. All right, you, speaking of paying bills, have quite a few releases this week, one of which my partner here is going to be really excited about, maybe not in terms of the week itself, but the bigger picture, which is the Chicago Bears -3 against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, that obviously is no longer -3. It is now out to 6. But are you expecting Caleb Williams in this one? What made you get to the Bears here?
Yeah, these are kind of tricky to talk about now because they've obviously all moved. But that was the sense and what we were expecting, and it certainly seems like we're going to get that. And then it's also a bit of a potential change in heart with the Bengals, especially with Jake Browning, arguably the best backup in the league, getting hurt. So it was really just a big push on info, and we got ahead of it, and subscribers are in a pretty good spot. But right now, as we're looking at this number, much bigger. I wish I could say here and I say recommend that as well at this time, but that would be really tough to get to with the big move.
Yeah, no, I don't want to speak for you. I mean, I think this is probably just a squash because of the injuries with Cincinnati. But I certainly understand if you have 3, you would not want to necessarily double back at 6 because that is a different number entirely. Let's just kind of move across the board before we get to bigger sort of regular season NFL opinions here. Raiders -5. I believe that's now out to 6.5. Maybe that's a little closer in terms of what the number is. But it seems like the Raiders are still trying to figure out that quarterback spot. Is that the logic here at -5 against the Cowboys, Adam?
It is. We saw a big competition for the Raiders last week against Minnesota. As I was watching that game, I saw two very different Raiders teams. There was the Raiders team with starters that was competing, trying to figure out the quarterback situation in the first half. And then in the second half, they clearly let the foot off the gas quite a bit. And so initially looking at this big of a number, that was a bit of a concern. You knew you were going to get a big effort in the first half from the Raiders. The second half, that worry is kind of negated because they are playing the Dallas Cowboys, who have shown as little care for the preseason as any team over the last number of seasons. And we're just not going to get a lot out of the Cowboys this week as well. So with that said, I would say that this is still pretty close to being in range and consideration. But if you wanted to side with the Raiders, I would prefer to play that first half, which you'll likely get at -4. Once that comes out tomorrow, rather than jump on the full game right now.
I'm just curious, Adam, in terms of what we saw, and this will be a little bit of going back to Caleb Williams, but, you know, and again, very small sample size, but we have laid eyes now on some of these rookie quarterbacks. Did anything you saw of, you know, with Jaden Daniels, who was so good, I got to say, on the one drive that he got, or Caleb Williams change? I remember last time we talked about I think very specifically in terms of the Bears season, you weren't, you know, not so much of a feel. Has anything, whether it's those two teams or another quarterback that's come out and played, changed how you feel about that team's potential this season?
I would say Williams has been as expected, so I couldn't say that that's changed.
That's fine.
I would say Daniels has definitely changed a bit of an opinion that I have. Again, it was limited, but just the way he was moving in the pocket, his decision-making, yep. He made a phenomenal deep throw as well. To me, it's such an attractive team to bet on, whether it be prop-wise or just as likely a bigger underdog. I think that was pretty intriguing. Yep. Unfortunately, J.J. McCarthy goes down. I thought he looked very impressive. We're not going to get to see him this season, but that certainly was looking like a relatively competitive battle with Sam Darnold, and there was probably a big question to when he was going to get in. But now that it is Darnold's team, that's a pretty interesting development in Minnesota. So I would say Daniels was one. I would have said McCarthy too, but he's gone. And then in terms of Williams, it's just there isn't anything yet to change the expectations, which are super high.
With you.
We're talking to Adam Chernoff from Running Sports, All Things NFL with him, joins us here on the show. A couple of regular season items I want to touch on. I don't know if the 49ers are going to keep Brandon Ayuk. I don't know if they're going to trade him. It feels like they almost don't know what they're going to do. But let's say, Adam, for the sake of argument, that they do wind up trading him to Pittsburgh. How much of a downgrade is that for San Francisco for you? And how much of an upgrade is it potentially for Pittsburgh for you?
It'll hurt San Francisco more than it will benefit Pittsburgh. I think it's a point of game loss for San Francisco, and over the course of the season, that's pretty substantial. They desperately need a guy like Ayuk on the outside to make this system work. And his absence from it would really put stress on what the 49ers want to do attacking the middle of the field, because defenses are going to be able to defend it in a different way. Without Ayuk on the field out wide, they don't have to really gamble outside because they don't have a replacement wide receiver to San Francisco who can do what Ayuk does. So it really is going to help how defenses play San Francisco, and I think hurt that offense. If he goes to Pittsburgh, it's going to be a little bit of an upgrade, certainly, but there's still major questions about Arthur Smith running that offense and what he wants to see. It's going to be a run-first offense at a very high rate to begin with. So it's a much, much, much bigger impact to San Francisco than it will be a boost to Pittsburgh.
What about Bo Nix, Adam, in terms of their potential and how much will, in terms of what you've gathered, and I guess we won't know until Peyton makes that decision. See, there's with Stidham, obviously, you've got a choice there. But do you think by, you know, early this season, week one, I've heard some suggest that by the time this preseason's over that he's going to roll with Bo Nix. I'm just curious about your thoughts on him and sort of their ceiling this year, if he's in there.
The Denver reporters that I've spoken with have confirmed that same sentiment, and they all think that it is going to be Nix starting week one. Mm-hmm. They believe that's pretty firmly what Peyton wants to have happen.
Yep.
I don't think it makes a difference between the two and what the offense will look like. I don't think it makes a difference for what the ceiling of the offense is going to be because they spent so much money on the offensive line in the tens of millions for all of the guys that they have from left to right.
Yep.
They also have a big stable of running backs. They want to run the football a ton, and Peyton wants this to be a run-first offense. He doesn't want to have the field spread out and a quarterback firing it around. That's not what he wants this Broncos offense to be. And so I think whether it's Nix or Stidham, they're just going to be a guy that facilitates the offense best they can, and I don't see a big difference between the two, but I do think it'll be Nix in week one.
Okay.
Going back the last, I think, 18, 19 years, and there's probably a lot that goes into this, but no quarterback that's debuted in the Super Bowl and lost has even been back in the last 18, 19 years. So a guy makes his first Super Bowl as a quarterback. If he loses that game, he doesn't come back. It has not happened yet. Who is more likely, in your estimation, to end that drought? Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts?
Oh. That's a great question to put me on the spot. I would say Jalen Hurts between the two this season, just because the path for Philadelphia to get to the Super Bowl is going to be easier than what the Bengals are going to have to go through. I think both teams are obviously going to be very competitive, but I'm so much higher on Philadelphia relative to their expectations than I am high on the Cincinnati Bengals relative to theirs that I have to side with Hurts in this one. I don't believe that just the general fan or the general bettor or the general sports guy listening to this show understands how much better the Philadelphia Eagles offense is going to look this year compared to what it looked like a year ago. This offense is going to be one of the best in the league, no question. And I really want to bet into that. So putting me on the spot between the two right now, I'm saying it's Hurts, and I wouldn't even hedge with the Bengals comments. I'm just going to stick with Hurts in that one.
I actually think there's a non-zero chance that they could end the drought at the same time this season.
That's true.
You know, I mean, they both could get there. I mean, I actually have an exacto on that. I have the Eagles beating the Bengals in the Super Bowl at plus something ridiculous. Plus,
that's got to be a big number.
Yeah, it's 90 to 1. So, but I was like,
okay.
That's not terrible. Like, I feel like that's very like you sort of sit down and start plotting out teams.
Yeah.
If it's big Bengals Eagles in the Super Bowl, nobody's going to be surprised by that.
For the record, I did a show last week, and I was put on the spot, and they said, who's your Super Bowl matchup? I said Kansas City-Philadelphia rematch, but when I was pressed to say who's the AFC championship game,
right,
I had Cincinnati-Kansas City. So we're a game apart in
exactly
what we think there.
I'll take that. If I'm sweating that in January, oh, I will be a happy man.
A sweat of a lifetime is pending there, no question about it.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about another trade, Adam, that was made today. Maybe we were a year early on the Falcons over in 2023 post Ritter, but Matt Judon is now an Atlanta Falcon, and that's obviously a big upgrade for their pass rush. They have not had a double digit sack leader since 2016. How much of a difference do you think this makes for the Falcons, Adam?
Listen, I'm still waiting for Desmond Ridder to score on a quarterback sneak from a game they played last year. He's still somewhere between the 5-yard line and the end zone, trying to desperately get that win total over that fell half a win short. So I'm still holding out hope that that's going to come around. But it's enormous. I'm surprised Atlanta was able to pull the trade off because Mike Clay is a guy who I really respect that does roster ratings for every unit and grades them out. And Atlanta had the lowest pass rush grade in the NFL. So to get a guy like Judon in there, it completely flips that around and is going to immediately bump them in, not quite to league average, but they're going to be significantly better than they were without him. And this is a team now led by Raheem Morris, which obviously skews to his defensive side and his expertise as a coach. So you get a weapon like that in there, and that's significant for what that's going to do for that pass rush. So they desperately needed it. I don't know how they were able to pull it off. That's a massive win for Atlanta on the defensive side.
You know, Adam, there are some that are saying this is the best situation that Sam Darnold's ever found himself in, just in terms of with weapons and certainly a competent offense, or it looks like. And Lord knows Justin Jefferson's as good as they get. I'm just curious, now that we know it's him, what are the Minnesota Vikings with Sam Darnold at the helm?
Well, let's put this into context. Now, as a Jets fan, I've heard that Sam Darnold has been in the best situation he's ever been in every season since he left the Jets. So, I mean, it's not like it's new news that he's in a better situation, because it couldn't get worse than what he came from.
Very true.
I think it's an interesting offense, because Kevin O'Connell is such a great play caller that he's going to get a lot out of Sam Darnold, who brings mobility to the team. He's going to get, obviously, a ton out of Justin Jefferson, who's a top three wide receiver in the NFL. When TJ Hawkinson comes back, he's going to be able to elevate him to a top five tight end. He has Aaron Jones in the back too. There's a ton of weapons here for Minnesota. Yeah. And last year, when Kevin O'Connell had to start a guy like Josh Dobbs or Jaren Hall or Nick Mullins, and the drop from Kirk Cousins, he was able to maintain a level of offense that was right around 21st to 22nd in the league, which is saying a lot for how bad those quarterbacks are.
Very true.
So
yeah,
if you give him an offseason and a preseason with a guy like Darnold, he can probably get a league average or better offense out of it. The big question and the knock, no matter where Sam Darnold has been, amazing situation, poor situation, whatever it is, his accuracy is always a problem. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy that's going to linger in like the high 50% range for completions. So that does limit the offense, and O'Connell's going to have to coach and game plan around that. But to me, it's not that dire of a situation with Darnold as the starter in Minnesota. I think they can probably get potentially slightly above league average at the end of the year if he stays healthy all season.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned the top AFC contender to Kansas City, and it was not Buffalo, it was Cincinnati, and I think that's the correct answer. It's a little crazy to consider that, given, you know, the events of 2021 when the Bills were 13 seconds away from going to a Super Bowl, but they have not come close to matching that since. And I would ask you, you know, obviously no Diggs, you know, no Gabe Davis, a bit of a brand new offense here for Josh Allen, and nobody seems to be talking much about the Bills. Where does this fall? Who does this fall on? Is this on Sean McDermott? Is this on the general manager for talent acquisition? Is it on Josh Allen himself? You know, where does the lack of sort of momentum for this franchise, given what they have, where does the blame fall?
I think it's a bit of everything you just mentioned. The Bills have been playing catch-up to the Kansas City Chiefs for the last couple of seasons. We saw the Chiefs go from a high-flying downfield passing offense in 2018-2019 to a team that used a ton of tight ends in 2020 and 2021. Then they built up their defense, and now they're going through another offensive evolution. Buffalo's felt like they've been a year behind following that same path, and they've never quite been able to catch up. So it's a bit of blame on everybody, but it's also just kind of a byproduct of a dynasty like the Chiefs being right there at the exact same time, but slightly ahead. And so this year is going to be pretty telling, because Josh Allen has never had more responsibility in the offense. Obviously, with Diggs and Davis gone, there's now a lack of star power, if you will. I actually don't think that the offense is going to fall off that much. It's going to be a very different looking offense. It's going to be a lot more running, a lot more ball control, and they're going to try really control the game, especially with these bigger bodies that they bought in at the skill positions.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot different looking, and it's all on Allen. But let's see if that's going to be enough for them to catch up with Kansas City and Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you had multiple chances, man. You had multiple chances, including, you know, you feel like you got Josh Allen's best game two different times in the playoffs, whether it's on the ground or through the air, the first one, and you're just not, it's not enough. So it's pretty depressing. There's no doubt about it. Adam, you're the best, man. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you so much, Adam.
Thank you very much, guys. We're close to kickoff, so we're two more weeks to go, and we'll be talking the real thing.
Can't wait. Thanks, brother. He is Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, in the 2021 game, I mean, I don't think you could have asked Josh Allen to be any better through the air, right? I mean, they were 13 seconds away from winning that game. So, you know, you have that in 2021 with everybody. What was the final? It was, I think that was it 2022 or 2021? Yeah, it was the 2021 season. So January 22, Josh Allen was 27 of 37, 329 yards, four touchdowns, and 68 yards on the ground. Right? I mean, that's a perfect game. Okay, as far as those go. And then this past year, whereas he wasn't as effective through the air, only 186 yards and a touchdown, he did have two rushing touchdowns. So three touchdowns in this one, four touchdowns in the first one. And you fall short two separate times. And this one was in Buffalo. The most recent one was in Buffalo. So it's like, it's just not going to happen.
You saw the news they got like 2 hours ago about Milano?
Yeah, and that's another one. Like, your defense is constantly injured.
It could be out for the season. He's got a torn biceps.
Yeah.
In practice.
And he's huge for them.
Pro bowler.
Yeah.
And so you're talking about losing the pro bowler on your defense, and things are already getting thin as it is. You're going to need more from the guys you got, and you're not going to have Matt Milano for a good deal. Maybe he gets back in December is the word. But, yeah, you injured in practice on Tuesday, and that's about the worst outcome you can get. And, you got to crack down somewhere. You gave up on Diggs, and offensively you're not going to score as many points. You're not going to be as explosive. So you need that defense to be better. Now Matt Milano's out.
Yeah.
So, again, it just keeps getting worse. But I'm telling you, Bill's sliding. I've said this for a while. It's been sliding. They're going to slide on into – on down that division as the Jets and Dolphins.
Yeah, because I actually think the Dolphins have a chance.
Injuries really plagued them last year.
Especially defensively.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you got Jalen Phillips and Chubb and those guys, like,
right,
it could look a lot different.
O-line was banged up last
just,
year.
As long as you can avoid going to Kansas City for your first game, like.
I mean, they're the ones best built because, again, the Jets are dependent on a 40-something-year-old quarterback, you know. That if he goes down, it's all over. So the Dolphins are the one that are best built for the time being. And
right,
you've got now Tyreek under a reworked deal. Don't you have Waddle under a deal? You got Tua. Everybody's signed up. So they're the ones that should be sort of taking this division over.
Exactly.
They didn't do it last year. So
exactly.
Are they finally ready to step through the door?
That's a good question.
And Aaron may have a lot to say about that if he stays healthy.
Yes. Yes, he will. That I believe. That I 100% believe. Anyway, good stuff there from Adam Chernoff. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Thursday. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Wing Guru is where you're going to find the best wings in Memphis. Consistent greatness. Consistent excellence. Excellence. That's what Billy Richmond has over at the Wing Guru. And how do you get there? How do you come in the games in 2016 and stay there? Just like the Jason and John show, you're better than everybody else. That's the only way. And it's those flavors that you're going to get at the Wing Guru that you won't find anywhere else. My go-to is the garlic sriracha. Who would have even thought to have that as a wing flavor, right? Billy Richmond. Can't catch Cal. Triple J sauce. It's all the best at the Wing Guru.
Yep. It's all the best. John's right, and Billy's been like a mad scientist putting this together. This wasn't something where he sent off to a factory and said, hey, y'all make something, send it back. Billy's been a long time, been a chef on the side, learning from his father, but then taking that skill and taking it to another level when it comes to these flavors. So, again, all 22 of them, you got to try. You know by now I'm a Nashville hot guy, like them boneless. Don't forget about those seasoned fries. And listen, the Wing Guru Burger. Sometimes I forget how good it is because I'm so stuck on those boneless wings. But try Billy's Burger. He'll never tell you fully what that full ingredients list is, but he does it a little differently over there. And that thing is good. Brad Carson can attest to it. Wing Guru, when you see Billy Richmond, you tell him Jason and John sent you.
We're back. Jason and John on Eternal FM ESPN. Let's check that. Yeah, I know you're feeling a certain type of way over there. Our man Chris Kirk still is tied. Actually, not tied. He's still at the top. He's still the leader. But Sam Burns
is still out there, and he's 5 under.
He is
so
coming.
He's got a chance to come in a little lower, maybe.
Yes, no question about that. Let's see. Where's our man Scotty Scheffler?
I think he was 2 under last I looked through four
yeah.
holes.
Okay, so you're ahead of me. Yeah,
A little bit.
Yeah, so.
That's over at ESPN. He's tied for 14th. It's early for Scotty, obviously.
Yeah.
Started off with a birdie, though, so. You would expect Scotty, as consistent as he's been, to
exactly.
be in the mix.
Yes.
By the time Sunday rolls around.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a short. It's going to be a short stay at the top for our friend, unless he's got some more, holes in one.
I think it might have come from our boss and executive producer here. The best advice for those headed out there, and there's an excessive heat warning going on. Hydrate. Hit that water, and you don't be like me drinking Coke out there all day. You're going to fall out because this Memphis heat is real. And that heat index right now is well into the triple digits. So y'all be careful. Have fun. Be careful. Hush and hydrate.
Yeah.
That's what I got for you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
I like how you said thank you. Not like me. Thank you for that.
Well, yours is thank you for this. Mm. You don't say that anymore. But you were very grateful for anybody that joined us. Like if it was like a which that's you, right? That's you. That's who you are. It doesn't matter who it is. Thank you for this.
Yes.
Thank you for this.
Project gratefulness because I am.
Yeah. Even if it was Lionel Hollins who would say, "Don't say another word. Say less." You would still say, "Thank you for this."
Yeah. I don't know now.
He wouldn't say that.
Don't say another word.
Okay.
Say less.
That's when he still had me under his command. Obviously. Like I'm. Like I'm
don't
one of
say
his,
another word.
Okay.
Just say less.
Like I'm one of his soldiers. Only thing that's not in there is like a yes, sir.
That's awesome.
I mean, play it one more time and just the conformist I am. Uh-oh. We got.
Don't say another word.
Okay.
Just say less.
I love how you said okay, bro. Like you really just.
That's why I said I conformed.
You acquiesced immediately.
I acquiesced.
Okay.
This is Lionel Hollins.
I don't remember what you asked him, but.
No, there was a point he was trying to make. It was about. I think I'd asked about Stephen A or something.
Stop asking me stupid fucking questions.
Maybe that's
he
what
said,
it was.
He said, stop right there, fool.
Okay.
And don't ask me about that dude. So it was. I think it was along those
lines. That man told you to say less, bro.
Lionel knows.
But he really meant say less as shut the hell up. That's what he really meant.
It's just something about his demeanor. He knows he's had a command over me for a long time.
That's right. Say less usually means like no doubt, right? Like you say less, that means there's just, you don't even have to like question it.
Remember I told you about that.
He was literally telling you to say
less. That run-in we had over at Streets where I thought he had rolled down his window as we were formerly on the board over at Streets. I was much shorter time.
Don't do that.
The very little impact, but was grateful to be there for a short time. He rolls as we gotten out of there. He hadn't said anything to me at the meeting. But as he's getting out of there, leaving in his truck, he rolls down the window. I'm walking to my car, and I thought, okay, finally there's going to be an acknowledgement. Like, hey, we're both on the board together. He's like, who are you again? So I'm Jason. Jason, remember? Oh, yeah, that's right. Rolled up the window and drove off. There was no conversation.
Yeah, hit the music on his ass. There's no. That's
so
what
he's always had a great commander. I look to him much like I look at Barack, you know, and I would do what he says.
But was it reciprocated?
It's never been. I don't think so. Maybe behind the scenes he has shown an admiration.
We'll work on it.
Certainly not face to face.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Adam Turnoff for joining us. Thanks to Drew Hill for joining us as well. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.